Testimony. This week's outline says, Roman numeral 1, D, 1, small a, to live the body life is to prove what the will of God is. Small b, if we are proper members of the body, acting and functioning in the church life, we will be persons in the will of God. Here we see that the will of God is the practice of the church life. For many years, this vision has shined on me, corrected me, transformed me, and strengthened me. In particular, in April 1992, when my family moved to Kobe and we began the church life with only three people, it appeared at first to be merely a very small gathering. Although I felt joy inwardly, at times I was also close to feeling discouraged. 1 Corinthians 1:26. For consider your calling, brothers, that there are not many wise according to flesh, not many powerful, not many well-born. 27. But God had chosen the foolish things of the world, that he might shame those who are wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world, that he might shame the things that are strong. Remembering that the church life is the will of God, I re-evaluated the brothers and sisters with spiritual sight and prayed, O Lord Jesus, unless I practice the church life, I cannot touch the will of God or carry out the will of God. The brothers and sisters in my local church are living members of Christ, having your life and nature. I repent before you. Forgive my sins. They are very different from the people of this world. I treasure fellowship with them, and I love the church life. Furthermore, the outline says, Roman numeral 2, D, 1. There are two principles in the universe, the principle of God's authority and the principle of Satan's rebellion. 2. We cannot serve God on the one hand and take the way of rebellion on the other hand. 3. We must turn away from the principle of lawlessness and reject the way of rebellion. This realization became a warning to me, clearly showing that if I do not live and function in the church life, I am in the principle of Satan's rebellion. At that time, with this realization, I prayed. In my life, there are only two choices, either to submit to God's authority or to be caught in Satan's rebellion. There is no other way. No matter what, I want to choose the way of submitting to God. Have mercy on me and enable me throughout my whole life to walk in the way of submitting to God and resisting Satan's schemes. Whenever I prayed in this way, the eyes of my heart were able to focus on the Lord and His economy. My spiritual vision before me became clear, and I was able to go forward boldly. Since the church life is the will of God, even if the number is small, and even if there are not many spiritually strong ones, the church is God's masterpiece. Today I realize that if I do not practice the will of God, on the day of the judgment seat of Christ, I will be called a worker of lawlessness by the Lord and be rejected.